You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. $12 million in funding is coming to the Central Coast over the next 2 years to incentivize the building of electric vehicle chargers in San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more about how individuals and businesses can apply for these incentives.
The money is coming from the California Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Project, or CalEVIP's South Central Coast Incentive Project. The goal is to provide rebates for the purchase and installation of chargers. This funding is estimated to build more than 1,000 electric vehicle chargers and charging stations in the three Central Coast counties. Eligible locations that can apply for the installation incentives include places like gas stations, grocery stores, multifamily properties, local governments, and school districts. Qualified applicants will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. CalEVIP is also putting extra emphasis on bridging the electric vehicle gap for disadvantaged and low-income communities, so applicants in those areas are eligible for extra funding. Central Coast Community Energy, or 3CE, is a public agency that supplies renewable electricity for residents and businesses locally. They're contributing $1.75 million of the $12 million total in funding for this project. With the company's funds available to 3CE customers and 50% of that money dedicated to disadvantaged communities. Shelley Whitworth is 3CE's senior energy media specialist. She says interest in the project is really high, but the launch date isn't certain yet, so energy customers have time to go through the application process now and make sure they're eligible to receive incentive funding ahead of time. Whitworth says there can be a lot of benefits for people who decide to invest in electric vehicle chargers.
There's a lot more EV adoption going on. And right now, we're in this awkward state where if someone doesn't own a charger at home, they're wondering, where can I conveniently charge? So if you're the site owner of a grocery store or a hospital or any public area, then people are more likely to visit your area.
Whitworth says 3CE is also encouraging the adoption of electric vehicles and the use of these incentives to support local and state climate goals.
We're really looking to do that to reduce air pollution right here in our beautiful Central Coast, as well as water pollution. And it's in line with the state of California's goals to help get 5 million zero emission vehicles on the road by 2030.
To check your EV charging station incentive eligibility and find out how much funding you may qualify for, find this story on our website at kcbx.org. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.